This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to chat to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. A fair amount of things that we wanted to cover with you today. A Nazi slur bandied about as the state of Victoria heads to the polls. Australians and their Nazi obsession. What is going on?
It's a very good question, and the term, as we've discussed many times, is just bandied around too loosely. So the state of Victoria is where Melbourne is located. It's just south of New South Wales, where Sydney is located. And every state has its own state government, state parliament elections. And the election in Victoria is happening this coming Saturday, this coming weekend. And so there's a Labor government in Victoria. The Premier's been there for some time now. And, interestingly, one of the electorate, South Africans who have family, friends, living in Melbourne, the chances are they will be living in an area known called Caulfield, which is extremely Jewish area. And in fact, I don't have the exact number, but I've seen in one of those electorates, up to almost half a dozen Jewish candidates right across the spectrum from Liberal, from Labour to Independents competing. So there's a very strong Jewish presence, which is not surprising because Melbourne is a very strong, vibrant, Jewish community. The deputy leader of the opposition, Liberal leader, is a Jewish man. His name is David Southwick, a proudly, strongly identifying member of the Jewish community. And now he has slammed Labour, the Labour government in Victoria, for using the term Nazi to describe some of the candidates, the Liberal Party, which is opposition candidates, standing in the election and calling on the Labour government to apologize. The government's refusing to apologize and saying that these slurs are unfounded, etc. But it's, as we said a moment ago, it's just too easy, too loose, too irresponsible in the extreme to be using phrases like that. Listeners might be familiar with, there's something called Godwin's Law, and it's not an actual law, but it's saying, Godwin said, came up with this years ago. He said that in an argument, if one side brings up a Nazi reference, immediately he or she loses the argument by definition. And it's actually quite a a worthwhile thing to keep in mind when one does engage in argument and the other side, one side brings that up, it just immediately, disqualifies that person from being a serious participant in a disagreement.
Yeah, and almost not worth engaging any further. Either way, this is definitely a problem. Oz Harvest founder receives a key to the city.
And this is a great story. We've mentioned her before. Name's Ronnie. A former South African, born in South Africa, came to this country 20, 30 years ago and founded something called Oz Harvest in Sydney in 2004, so that's a good, 18 years ago. And she founded this after noticing masses of volumes of food going to waste. And the food she was talking about, she might go to a wedding or a corporate function or whatever it is, and inevitably there would be a lot of quality food being tossed out afterwards. And so she thought, this is crazy. And so she began this thing called Oz Harvest as to food rescue, as she calls it. And where food would be collected, and it started small and tiny with one truck. And she basically runs now a national operation, which is amazing. She has a board with masses of supporters, etc. And just a couple of days ago, she was given the keys to the city of Sydney by the mayor of Sydney in recognition of the tremendous, one can only call it human rights work that she has done, and successfully. And she's got a significant profile for this work, and you can be driving in the city and you'll see just a regular bus going by with a massive Oz Harvest logo on the side. So it's an exceptionally worthwhile venture, and full credit to Ronnie Khan for and for what she has achieved.
And in fact, this is it's come to South Africa in the form of SA Harvest, which is also a company. We speak to them very often here on the morning show and doing incredible, incredible work here as well. Extraordinary.
And that's...
Sorry?
Yes. Sorry, I was going to ask, and that's connected to OzHarvest, is it?
Yes, well, I wouldn't say it's an offshoot of it, but it follows that idea that started in Australia, and it was created here as well on those types of principles. Obviously, we have very unique and different challenges here as well, but the idea, I believe, came from OzHarvest, and then they created SA Harvest here in South Africa. So yeah, indeed, doing very good things around the world. Extraordinary JDC surgeon in Sydney. Tell us about this.
So the Sydney connection is just the fact that he's here this week. So his name is Dr. Rick Hodes, H-O-D-E-S, a former American, and he's a spinal surgeon and a humanitarian physician. And he has spent the last 3 decades living in Ethiopia, and he's the only spinal surgeon in the entire country of Ethiopia. And he's been treating patients there since the 1980s. And he's in Sydney this week, right now, as a guest of the joint, the JDC, which, as listeners would know, does extraordinary humanitarian work around the world, including in Israel. And, you know, for example, the joint built an orphanage in Rwanda for orphans of the genocide 20 years ago or so. And so they saved Jewish people in need, non-Jewish people in need, and here's a case right here, what the work he's been doing. And the way he came upon it, he happened to be visiting Israel from the U.S. in the late 80s and then 1990, when Operation Solomon happened, which, as people will remember, when thousands of Jews were rescued from Ethiopia and flown to Israel and are now a strong community in Israel. And he read about this in the Jerusalem Post, that this was happening, contacted the joint and said, you know, can I help? And they said, yeah, we'll hire you for 6 weeks. 30 years later, he's still been helping, in quotes, in Ethiopia. So, and in addition to that, on a very personal level, when he has seen patients and young children who need surgery in the United States, so he adopted them, as in adopted them, so that they would come under his insurance and he could take them to the U.S. and as part of his family, they could get serious medical treatment in the U.S. So it's a fantastic human rights story. And he's speaking at a JDC joint function here in Sydney tonight. And just a wonderful human rights story. And the only Australian connection is that he happens to be speaking to audiences here in Sydney this week.
Absolutely incredible. Vic Aladev, thank you. That's where we leave it. Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time.